Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 139. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Before I begin the show this week, I'd like to congratulate both Diver and Miss Lily from our Discord chat room, who both recently passed their amateur radio technician class license exam. And congratulations to them both, because that is not an easy task, and they have been working, I believe, since January to pass this test. So they have been taking classes once a week, and recently took their exam, passed it, and very excited for them. So congratulations to you guys, and I hope that you find the hobby interesting and fun. And if you have any questions, feel free to shout out to me. All right, moving right along. Last week's episode, if you haven't listened to it yet, in that episode, I talked about the Free Software song, my arrangement of it, and how we have released it for everyone to listen to. And I have made the score to the music available at musescore.com. You can search for the Free Software song, or Sadi Moma, the title for it. You can download the score if you want to. And you can also download the recordings right from the Podnuts website. If you're on a laptop or a computer, just go to podnuts.com and you'll see right up at the top in the menu, it says MRP, the Free Software song. And if you are using on a mobile device, at the top of the page, there's a drop-down menu. Go all the way to the bottom. You'll see it there. A Door-to-Door Geek was kind enough to post it up on the Podnuts website. If you look at that page, you will see the links to the other free software songs, links to the information about the song itself, links to the scores. There's a download of an MP3 version, and also an AUG download as well for freedom-loving people that are out there. I also posted a video on YouTube of the band playing it. It's the same recording, just a video version of it. And so all that great stuff is all on that website over at Podnuts, the webpage over at Podnuts. So go to podnuts.com and check that out. All right, we got a big announcement coming up in a little bit, but what I want to do first is talk to you about an audiobook that I recently read and really enjoyed. Now, every once in a while, I get into phases with books that I listen to. And way back in October, November, and December, I listened to a really long book. It was like 55 hours long. And that's a whole lot of time for one particular book. So recently, ever since, say January, I've been reading as many short books as I possibly could. And I've really just added a whole lot of interesting, fascinating books in a little bit of time, basically. And this book in particular that I want to share with you all is one that was on my wish list for a really long time. It was in my library for a really long time, and I just kind of finally got around to listening to it. And I'm kind of kicking myself for not listening to this sooner. So if you're a buff of or a fan of Cold War era stories or history, that type of thing, this book might appeal to you. It's called Operation Overflight, A Memoir of the U-2 Incident. And if you're unfamiliar with the U-2 incident, on May 1st, 1960, a U-2 spy plane from the United States was shot down over Soviet Russia while working aerial reconnaissance, and basically it was a spy mission over Soviet territory. And due to the secrecy of the aircraft and the secrecy of the program, not many people were aware of these overflights that were happening over countries like Russia or even countries that were allies with the United States. And the pilot, his name was Francis Gary Powers, was hit by a surface-to-air missile. And when the missile either exploded near his plane or actually hit his plane, there was a few moments where his training sort of kicked into gear. And he needed to eject from the plane. And there's a story that happens in the book that I'm not giving spoilers, but basically what happens is the U-2 has a like a self-destruct mechanism that will destroy the reconnaissance portions of the plane and destroy like the film and everything else if a plane happens to go down. So the self-destruct wouldn't destroy the whole plane, but it would destroy what they were doing on that particular flight. Well, pilots were sort of not necessarily ordered to destroy the plane if the plane was compromised, but that was sort of suggested that they could do that. And so as he sort of ejected, I believe something got caught and he was flung around as he was trying to distance himself from the plane itself, and he couldn't reach the self-destruct lever. But after he was freed from the plane and sort of was able to deploy his parachute, he then would tear up portions of the maps that he had and throw them in different areas as he was coming down. And so eventually he landed safely and was captured by local Russian community members, and then turned over to Russian officials, and then the story prevails from there. And it is a fascinating look at the Cold War era, the tensions between two superpower countries, and how relations were supposed to be on the mend, but then were kind of torn up due to a summit that was supposed to happen, but then this incident took place, so the summit was canceled. It's a really fascinating story about Francis Gary Powers and the story of espionage, his imprisonment, and his sentence. And I'm not giving any spoilers to the book itself, but the basically a whole life story of this particular U-2 pilot who was basically just doing orders for his government. And that book was written by Francis Gary Powers and another person named Kurt Gentry, narrated by John Lindstrom, and it's about 14 and a half hours long, and I was thoroughly entertained through the whole book. This is a book that I gave 5 stars as a review for both performance and the story and overall. Just 5 stars all around. It was a really interesting, fascinating book, and I highly recommend it to all of you out there who may have an audiobook subscription, such as Audible, or if you have a chance to go pick it up at a local library or something like that. Really, it's a fascinating story. It seems to me the book was written a while back, but this audiobook version was published in September of 2015. So it's not that old as far as audiobook is concerned. But I believe the book itself, the printed book, was published in 1970. So there was a lot of energy coming just after the heels of this in 1960. So you can totally feel like you were there the whole time. So definitely a great read. All right. On to the big announcement that I wanted to make in this show. So over the last few weeks and months, you've heard me talk a lot about Discord in our chat room that we have set up for this show. Well, I will not lie that this chat room has been a whole lot of fun for me, getting to know community members, getting to know listeners, and just interacting with people from all over the world has been something that has kept me motivated to do this show and to bring new topics week after week. And with that, I sort of have gauged what listeners like to listen to. There's a group of listeners that like the Linux topics. There's a group of listeners that are Android users. I have a group of listeners who are iPhone users, iPad users. And it's okay that we sort of have these different clicks that are happening. Because I do a wide range of shows and a wide range of topics, I sort of expect this to happen. But what's really great about the Discord room is that we sort of keep tabs on each other all week long, and there are tech topics that come up, and there's conversations about everyday life. There's conversations about interests that people have. Community members like Morton are ones that share pictures from their hometown, and we appreciate the photography and the beauty of somewhere else. There are members that share links, and this whole time in the back of my mind, it's like we have these technology enthusiasts who would like to get together. Why don't we just make some sort of a LUG or Linux user group in that spirit of a Linux user group and have it in our Discord room? So this past week, I sort of was coming up with ideas of how this is going to work. And basically, you know, if for those of you who are unaware what a Linux user group is, it would be a community of people that meet somewhere in a town or a city like once a month, and they would work on tech stuff. They could try Linux distros, they could work on bring Raspberry Pis, or they can work on projects together. And as a community, the community brain, so to speak, they can work together through hurdles, they can work on projects together, and it's a whole community effort. So it's a really neat idea, and because we have listeners worldwide, I'm going to invite anybody who'd like to participate in this to join in on my Discord room for the new Podnuts LUG. And we're going to put this together, and we've already got our first project in mind. The idea with this is not just Linux stuff. Anything tech related is going to be open and fair game. Whether you're trying to build something yourself, or you want to have a community project, or it could be Linux related, it could be Android related, it could be iPhone related, it could be anything. I'm just thinking recently in the Discord room, somebody built their own rig and shared that. And so this would be like a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week type of thing where anybody is welcome to come in, talk about projects they're working on. And maybe once a week, we're going to announce a new project for everybody who might be willing to try it to try things out. So this week, what I had decided to do, I put out kind of an idea of 4 different Linux distros that we could try just for the first time. And I tried to pick weird Linux distros at first. I went to DistroWatch, and, you know, we could have went with the Ubuntu and Fedora and Elementary, Linux Mint type of thing, where everybody knows those distros. But I went to the bottom of the list, and I picked up some ones that I was unaware of, and I just wanted to try them out. And I even threw in a BSD distro as well. Not really distro, but a version of BSD, and just to see what people would think. So I picked some crazy ones. I don't remember what they were off the top of my head. But ultimately, the group sort of decided, and then I sort of made an executive decision after that we would try Midnight BSD for this week. So if you'd like to join in the new Podnuts LUG, you can go to my website, mrptechreviews.com, and just scroll down a little bit. You'll see a big Discord button. Click on that. It'll bring you right to the Discord room. All you need to do is create a username and password, and then verify your account. It's all free. And then you can join in the fun. We'd love to have more people there. And we'd love to have, if you've already checked in with Discord, we'd love to have you back and check in again. Some people are there every day. Some people are there every few days. Some people are there once a week, and so on. And we appreciate you all being there. We appreciate everybody in the community showing up and talking tech with us once in a while. So we're going to try this out, a sort of a Podnuts LUG, Linux user group, and we're going to go from there. And every week we're going to have a different topic, and everybody in the community can check it out and chime in, tell us what they liked, what they don't like, what their problems were, and maybe we could, as a group, overcome those problems and go from there. So I picked a tricky one for the first week. I've run into some issues with Midnight BSD, but I don't want to talk about it just yet because I haven't had a whole lot of time to actually work on it. So I'm looking really forward to that. So today's show is all about the giving the plug for Podnuts Linux User Group. And if you didn't catch that yet, plug Podnuts Linux User Group. So check it out. Come see us on Discord. Door-to-door Geek is there just about every day, and a bunch of other really great people there as well. We'd love to start working on some projects together, make this a community effort, and anybody is welcome to come check it out. The room itself is kind of moderates itself. Everybody's really nice. There's not really a whole lot of negativity in the room. So everybody is entitled to their opinion. And for the most part, it's everybody gets along. So it's a lot different than something, say like Facebook. So check it out. It's really a whole lot of fun. Encourage you to also check out all the Podnuts shows over at podnuts.com. We talked about that, all the new link that's up over there. Check that out as well. This episode is going to be kind of a short one. I'm still kind of getting over a cold and I've had a busy week too. So really just wanted to bring the news of the new Podnuts lug to you all, and we'll see where it goes. I'm really interested to see how many people show up and what comes of it. It should be a lot of fun. So that's going to do it for this week. Everybody, thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.